Have you ever found yourself stuck in circular thinking patterns that lead nowhere? Scott Adams calls this loser think, unproductive mental habits that plague even the brightest minds. This isn't about intelligence or education, but about the invisible mental prisons limiting our potential. What makes Adams' approach particularly valuable is how it transcends political tribalism, offering tools for clearer thinking regardless of ideological affiliation. Drawing on his background as a trained hypnotist, successful entrepreneur, and cultural commentator, Adams identifies the thinking traps that keep us from seeing reality clearly and making better decisions. These mental blind spots affect everyone from business leaders to everyday citizens, creating unnecessary friction in our personal lives and society at large. The good news? Once you can see these mental prisons, you can break free from them. Our educational and professional backgrounds create distinct mental frameworks that shape how we process information. Engineers think differently from artists, economists differently from psychologists. Consider climate change. Humanities scholars often accept scientific consensus, while economists recognize that multivariate prediction models frequently fail. They combine scientific thinking with incomplete data. This divide appears across fields. Medical doctors view mental health through a biochemical lens, while psychologists focus on behavior and sociologists on environment. Each perspective is valid yet incomplete. Urban planning similarly shows how architects, economists, and sociologists each bring valuable but partial insights. Artists contribute vital imaginative powers that help avoid mental constraints. Without imagination, we make poor assumptions about others' motives. Political discourse often suffers from this limitation, as media coverage frequently overlooks multiple reasons why people support certain candidates, just as people visit Las Vegas for different purposes. Historians revealed two crucial insights about history's limitations. Those in power write it to maintain their image, leading to conflicting national narratives of the same events. Additionally, history can trap us in cycles of past trauma, as demonstrated by the Middle East's persistent conflicts rooted in historical grievances. We live in a world where media has transformed from information delivery to sophisticated brain manipulation, driven by real-time audience metrics and advertising revenue. The result is what Adams calls political warming, a perpetual state of fight-or-flight anxiety, making us more fearful and angry than since World War II. Despite doom-laden headlines, humanity thrives, global poverty decreases, life expectancy rises, and technology solves once impossible challenges. Your defense lies in managing your mental shelf space. Compare news sources with different biases, avoid fear-inducing content like pharmaceutical ads, and actively seek positive stories. Science shows negative thoughts release cortisol, compromising immune function and mood. By cultivating positive interpretations, you'll develop both better mental health and a more accurate worldview. One pervasive illusion is our belief that we can accurately deduce others' thoughts when we actually cannot. This mind-reading illusion spans the political spectrum. For example, when critics accused Ron DeSantis of using racist dog whistles for calling his African-American opponent articulate and saying, "monkey this up," they assumed they knew his mental state and intentions. We can observe words and actions, but cannot reliably know thoughts. When your opinion requires mind-reading strangers, you're likely engaging in loser think. The simplest explanation for events is usually the most likely. Branding others as evil through labels like racist, troll, or apologist is another trap. Most disagreements stem from different approaches to achieving good outcomes, not malicious intent. Strong arguments rely on reasoning rather than labeling. Psychological projection, accusing others of our own flaws, is also common. While trained professionals might diagnose projection accurately, casual accusations of projection, especially online, indicate loser think. The most valuable psychological insight involves managing ego. Treat it as a tool rather than your identity, adjusting it up or down as needed. The ideal balance is believing in capabilities slightly beyond current evidence without becoming delusional. Engineers solve problems practically, without emotional baggage. Adams observed that new programmers invariably call their predecessors idiots, a form of professional jealousy that inflates their value while targeting absent parties. This pattern suggests we should be skeptical of expert opinions. Engineers know solutions don't require identifying causes. Non-engineers often believe problem creators must fix their issues. With 72,000 drug overdose deaths in 2017, more than Vietnam, Iraq, and Afghanistan casualties combined, expecting addicts to solve the opioid crisis exemplifies loser think. They also recognize that complex situations involve multiple variables, while the public seeks simple answers. Climate change skeptics demonstrate this one-variable thinking, reducing the issue to either scientists chasing grants or a globalist conspiracy. Leaders distinguish between goals and systems. Edison didn't just aim to invent a light bulb, he created a system of continuous testing that led to success. While goals offer one path, systems create multiple opportunities. The key insight? Goals are for loser thinkers, systems are for winners. Every culture has views on success, what Adams calls cultural gravity. Low cultural gravity celebrates achievement, letting talent and effort prevail. High cultural gravity resists success, pulling down those who strive. Letting unsuccessful people's opinions limit you is loser think. When uncertain how to do something, try doing it wrong, if safe. This often reveals the right approach and attracts helpful advice from experts. Adams built his career as a cartoonist and speaker by starting poorly and improving. Waiting for perfection before starting is loser think. Adams recommends switching between CNN and Fox News regularly. People in ideological bubbles often miss opposing perspectives. When both sides report news similarly, it's likely accurate. View your ego as a tool rather than your identity. Our egos control us through often illusory fears. To prevent ego imprisonment, deliberately seek potentially embarrassing situations. With practice, you can transform from being easily embarrassed to nearly shameless. Despite the media's constant dire warnings, the world is actually doing well by historical standards, with the rate of improvement increasing. Extreme poverty has plummeted from 50% of the world's population in 1966 to just 9% by 2017. Technology is making it increasingly difficult to commit crimes without being caught. Healthcare is seeing incredible breakthroughs that promise to lower costs while improving care. The mental prisons Adams identifies aren't just abstract concepts. They're the invisible barriers keeping us from seeing reality clearly and making better decisions. By recognizing these patterns of loser think, we can break free from them, improving not just our own lives, but our collective ability to solve problems together. The tools for clearer thinking are available to anyone willing to examine their own mental habits and adopt new perspectives. In a world increasingly divided by tribal thinking, this might be our most important work, not just changing what we think, but how we think. Remember, being absolutely right and being spectacularly wrong feel exactly the same. This humbling insight should make us all more open to reconsidering our most cherished beliefs.